nutrients don't always equate to bigger yields. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram Trucks. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Big Finish event. Blindly applying nutrients to the soil doesn't exactly mean a breakout yield performance. In fact, an agronomist says finding the right balance of nutrients can help improve soil health and also help to boost yield. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this. The right balance of nutrients can be exactly what farmers need to boost yields. John Zook is an agronomist with Winfield United.
A lot of these nutrients have relationships between one another. Whether those relationships exist in the soil or they exist in the plant or in the tissue, we're finding that we can gain more efficiencies out of getting those ratios right and the nutrient levels right versus just putting more nutrients on when you think or maybe you have an inkling that you might have the need for more nutrients.
He tells Brownfield optimizing nutrient use helps farmers to maximize their return on investment.
Could you always buy more nitrogen or could you always broadcast more potassium in the fall? Yeah, you could. But what happens if that's really not what you need? What happens if, for an example, what we've been seeing is maybe there's some tissue samples that we take in season and that plant is deficient in nitrogen based on what the tissue sample is telling us. But if I look at the ratios, it's not that we don't have enough nitrogen. It's maybe that we don't have enough potassium there to bring the nitrogen in the plant. Or maybe we don't have enough zinc in the plant to move it to the cells where it's needed. So those are kind of the efficiencies where, yeah, you could buy more, you could add more, but the question is of which one do you need? And you could kind of blow a lot of money, buying nutrients that are not needed and not being specific to optimizing what that plant's going to need for its physiological state.
Zook says proper nutrient management doesn't just happen in season.
So we're not making multiple trip or saying, hey, I don't have enough and then risking yield potential on that side. So that comes with maybe using a nitrogen stabilizer, then potentially trying to use several different sources. So one good example that I can think of is a sulfur source. We have a few different forms of sulfur ranging from immobile or elemental states to fully mobile or, the sulfate states. How do you use a few different sources so you can get the ability of that plant to have sulfur season long?
Managing for Profit is brought to you by Ram Trucks. Plow through the snow this season with the power and durability of a Ram truck. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Big Finish event. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.